Sunrise Valley. We moved out there with no team and a hay rack, and we lived in the house with no floor in, just on dirt floor, dirt ground for a while. And the kids had walked 3 miles to school, so we got another notion. We got a chance to move to another homestead where the school was right on our homestead, right on the homestead. So we moved there, and the kids just could go home for dinner. And we didn't have no roads hardly at all, no cars or nothing. So me and my husband walked to town several times. I walked that town 25 miles back and forth.
That's a long walk.
And we took a couple of cows to market, walking, leading them behind.
Yeah.
And then,
when you say town, you're talking about
Dawson Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we came to Dawson Creek with the cows. We let them one day, went back the next afoot. When I had to come in to see the doctor, I'd catch a ride with a team and a sleigh, come in and go back.
Were you a patient in the hospital, the old hospital in Dawson Creek?
Yes. I had one of my boys born there, Bill.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little what it was like in the hospital? We've heard about people who built the hospital and whatnot. What was it like to be a patient?
Well, they were good to you. The doctor we had, he wasn't... he was drinking, but I just caught him when he wasn't drinking. The next morning he came in to see me, he was tight as all get out. He couldn't walk straight. But it was good. They treated us good. It was a good hospital. And then they moved that old hospital and moved it down here, and there they treated us good there. Some crazy people there, but it was good.
Do you remember anything about some of the nurses who were around in the beginnings of the Peace River Health Unit?
No, I sure don't. I wished I could, but I sure don't remember.
How about the teacher? Remember who some of the teachers were?
Oh, yes. We had Helen Dolan for our teacher. And we had Kay Elridge for our teacher. And we had, what's her name? Mrs. Magison, she was our teacher. And I don't know the rest, I can't remember the rest. They were old-timers, old teachers, old, they don't teach no more.
What did you people do for excitement, for kicks, as the younger people today would say?
Well, we'd all go out, if there was a dance, we'd have dances from one house to the other house. We had a record player, and we'd dance, and we'd pack up our kids, wrap them up, and away we went with our sleighing team. About every week we'd get together and have dances at each other's houses. That's the way we passed away our winter. Then we had card games.
But how far would some of the people have to travel to come to the dance?
Oh, some of them had to travel 3 or 4 miles. But we enjoyed it. We had lots of fun. I think more fun than they do now.
Yeah, could be. Do you remember any of the interesting events that you experienced? Anything that stands out in the past?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Sort of led a peaceful country life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was janitor there at our school too for about 5 or 6 years. But it was just in the bush.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you that Miss Crook was and Miss Muldown was the two first nurses that I remember in Bush Cookie Hospital.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a little about them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know much about them as such?
No, they're all dead now.
Oh, yeah.
And our three kids were in the Bush Hospital. Mm-hmm. They were two.
What were some of the problems that you had to deal with? What were, nowadays, if we forget to plug the car in at night, it's about 30 below, we're sort of screwed in the mornings. That's, one of the things of the modern world. What problems did you people have, to worry about as such?
Well, we didn't have no cars then.
No, right. Just anything.
Just a team of horses, and we just put them in the barn. We had a good barn. We never had any car. We just had a team of horses and sleighs, but that they never had no cars in those days, and there wasn't hardly any roads. And that was 25 miles, so we had to walk to town and lead those cows.
Where did you get the water for the stock? I imagine some people were fortunate enough to be near water, and all they did was chop open the ice.
Yeah, well, there was always a creek there where we lived.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had built dams for water.
Yeah.
In the winter time, in the spring, they'd go to the river and put up ice, put in the ice house. Everything up, it just all was away that night, and then there was saved anything, just what we had on.
What happened? How did the fire start? You know?
Don't know. We just don't know how it started. My son was, I had a son who lived up here in town, and we came into town, me and my husband, and they wanted to stay all night. So they said, you just as well stay all night, because I've got nothing to go out there for. Well, I had another son, but he was working out, and we didn't know he was going to go home. But he went out there to a dance, and he thought, well, he'd go home and get him some clothes, clean clothes. And he stayed all night, but he said he shut the heater off, clear off, till just about 4 o'clock. About 7 o'clock. He happened to wake up and started to smell smoke. Mm-hmm. Well, he had to just let it go because he'd have to climb up on top of the house, and he couldn't because he'd by himself. All the time he'd get down and get another pail, the fire got worse. So he just had to. He saved the radio, my radio, and my picture album. But that's all he did save.
I guess in those days when something burnt, there wasn't much you could do about it.
Oh,
the neighbors were too far away to come in time. So.
That's it. The fire, we couldn't get no fire engine to come that far, and so we just had let it go.
Were there quite a few fires?
Few had fires out there.
That was sort of leaving them at a loss, say, without a barn, say, for the winter?
Yeah, that sure was right.
What would they do? Board the cattle in someone else's barn?
And then we had a Mitch Forsey my little boy got shot when he was about 7 years old. Just went right to him. I was up doing the janitor job, and the kid come running up and said, "Mom, come on, the little boy got shot." My dad and his son was away getting grain that morning, so I went down. We took him to the. I went down. Well, we had a telephone then, and I telephoned and told this guy to come up and take me to the hospital right quick, because I said the little boy's got shot. Mm-hmm. And we took him, and he just like 4 inches hitting his heart. He wouldn't know what struck him. It was just a clean shot.
An accident?
It was just a kid just took down the rifle and said, "Oh, I'm going to shoot you," and it wasn't supposed to be loaded. He didn't know it was loaded, and he shot, and he was standing right in front of him, and he shot. That was my youngest son.
But he made it, eh?
Yeah, he made it, yeah.
Yeah.
He was...
Old Doc Sawbones just got in with the knife and took
the bone out of it. Yeah, sure did, yeah.
Yeah.
And then another time, the kid was out playing, and I thought this well was dry, or was covered, and it wasn't, and the other kids was up on the building, and I seen this little boy, he fell in the well, and he hollered, Mom, come quick. And boy, I come and I seen him. You know, I just grabbed him. They say always a third time. If he catches him the third time, the fourth time he wouldn't come up. But I just happened to catch him the third time and got him out of there, and saved him.
Yeah. I imagine in those days there were quite a few things the kids could get into.
Oh yeah, sure. So I think that's about all I know.
Well, that's. Something